Texas currently has the second largest Latino population in the U.S. But only 39% of eligible Latinos voted in 2012, compared to the national average of 50%. Policy analyst for the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, Aaron Hustings helps Latinos complete steps needed to vote, such as naturalization.
Relative to other groups, there's a large component of people who are not yet citizens, but are eligible to be citizens.
For the Latino community, that's another 4 million votes. Hustings warns a consequence of these Latinos not voting is misrepresentation.
The political structure doesn't reflect the concerns and the expertise and the talents of Latinos the way it should.
Getting out the vote is one of the goals of University Democrats. Communications Director Ashley Alcantara recognizes the importance of Latino votes for the party.
If the Democratic Party can get out the vote with the Hispanic population, it could be a huge increase in people voting for Democratic candidates.
To maximize impact, UT history professor Emilio Zamora believes a public education program should be included in mobilizing efforts.
You can't just encourage people to vote and expect the votes to produce the kinds of results you want.
UT student Alejandra Barrios admits Latinos might feel it's not their place to vote.
Sometimes we are scared and sometimes we don't care. We're like, okay, this is not our country.
However, Barrios does not think this is an excuse.
It's in our hands to make the change. If my vote can contribute to that change, I'll do it.
The Pew Hispanic Center projects Hispanics will account for 40% of growth in the electorate between 2012 and 2030. For Dispatch 40, I'm Marisabel Cardozo.